Yo, thank y'all for tuning in, yo. Welcome to the Pod Daddy. I got my man with me, yo. This is going to be a dope episode, yo.
Yeah,
I got a real special episode. My man Sean Dollar is in the building.
Yo. You know the vibes, nigga.
You already know. Whole lot of gunshots. Blah, blah. But yeah, we're going to have some fun as we usually do. You know, the Pod Daddy is a safe space. We're going to keep it real, keep it light.
All the way.
All the time. Hey, yo, before we start off,
yeah.
Dolly, you want to give them your Instagram, how they can reach out to you
everywhere,
and all that?
On each platform, we got Sean Dollar, S-H-O-N, Dollar, D-O-L-A-R, so you can hit me on Instagram, fucking Twitter, Facebook, and new shit, Clubhouse right now, so.
Oh, yeah, we lit. My man just sent me the Clubhouse invite, so you might catch me on there, too, you feel me? I'm ready to rock and roll.
You know it.
All right. So, yo, we're going to get into the, let me do this. My Instagram is at Ramon, LOL. That's R-A-A-M-O-N-L-O-L. Make sure y'all follow me. The show is The Pod Daddy. Y'all sit back and enjoy. Each show, I like to start off with a positive moment.
Mm-hmm.
This positive moment actually is a fucking Bible verse, but it's something that just something to keep in your mind when you get in them times where things not going the way you want them to go.
Right.
So I'm going to read this out to you real quick. It says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not lose heart."
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's powerful only because a lot of times when you're doing the right thing, you don't always get that immediate, you know, that immediate response that you're looking for. You don't always get that. You know, we live in a microwave society. Like,
shit,
we want shit instant,
that's,
you know?
Fact,
so when you're doing shit the right way, it don't always lead right to positivity. You know what I mean? So that's just a little reminder to stay down. You know what I mean? Like, whoever you praying to, whoever you living for, they gonna hold you down if you hold it down.
That's a fact.
Let me let this dog out of here, man.
There you go.
Come on.
He OG.
I
like him. He a real one.
But yeah, man. But yeah, that's just something just to keep everybody just a little motivated. You know, the pod is organic, so we gonna have the dog. We gonna have everything running around.
Real life shit.
But yeah, again, like, don't grow weary, yo. While you doing the positivity, while you on your journey, keep that energy. What you say? Keep that same
keep
energy.
Same energy, yeah. I be having to tell myself that though sometime, bro, some real shit. So I'm glad that I did hear that scripture. You know what I'm saying? Because definitely could use that sometime, bro.
Most definitely. And if anybody need to look that up, my bad. I ain't even give you. That's Galatians 6:9.
Yeah.
So yeah, go through and look and read that and just know that while you're doing what you're doing, it's positivity coming. Just stay strong, yo. All right, so let's get into it, man. Let's pod.
You know it.
Dollar, we both from up top.
Yeah.
Moved down south.
Yeah.
What was that transition like for you, bro? Because for me, when I moved down here, it was an eye-opener. Like, you came down here in what year?
2010.
2010?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I came down. I'm a
like
little
top,
older than
like
you.
Like, the top, like. The top.
What grade were you?
What grade were you? I was a senior already.
You was already a senior.
I was already done with school.
Okay.
When I came, I was already really done. Like, I had to take like a gym class and like an English, and I was done.
Word. When I came down, I was in 10th grade, so I kind of had to go through high school and figure it out. What was something when you moved down here? What was like the biggest thing that kind of like stood out to you? What was a transitional moment? Like, yo, God, I'm not in New York no more.
The fashion.
Yo,
fashion had me fucked up. Like, nigga, the whole time I'm like, shit, I'm about to, you know, we going to the South. I'm going to have to, you know, come through, get some new drips, some new clothes and all that. Nigga, when I came, it was just like, that shit didn't mean nothing. Like, that didn't matter.
Yeah.
That's not what mattered here.
Yeah.
You know, me coming from New York, being in high school, that's what matters.
That's like, what matters in high school.
You got to get fly. Every day is a fashion show. Like,
but here, niggas play football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know,
and I'm ball player at that time, ball player swag, all that shit mattered.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, it was a fashion. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, this shit about to be crazy. And I found myself dressing like them sometimes, coming to school, sweats on, and regular chill shit. I'm like, yo, I'm waking up every day, brushing my hair for an hour in the mirror, 6 in the morning, ironing my shirt, you know what I'm saying? Matching fits in the closet. I can't wear that because I wore it last week. Nah. I can't wear this because I wore that one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yo, I need a new shirt. Yo, I got to go to, you know what I'm saying? I got to get something new. So none of that shit mattered, bro.
It's different. It's different. It was definitely different here. And then the things that I found that people thought was fly. Like, I came down here in 2006. So when I came down here, I came down to people wearing cargo pants, button-ups, and Sperry's.
And they pants tucked in the socks.
Pants tucked in the socks took me out.
That's what tucked in the socks with
Air Force Ones.
That's a fact.
I remember they had the clear ones.
Yeah, I know. See, when I thought I was on a prison compound at one point. Because matter of fact, when I first came down here, yeah, you could say 09, because I went to AC Flora first.
Yeah, I graduated from Flora.
I went there first for like 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I went there first for like 2 months. And that shit, bro, I feel like I was about to die, bro. It just Flora, wasn't the same, bro.
No, I can't lie. I came from Jersey and went right to Flora. Mm. Flora was... Because I went to Flora and I went to the Richland Northeast.
Yes.
So Flora kind of gave me a little bit of both worlds because you had a lot of white people but then also the niggas at Flora was a little different, it was some niggas at Flora,
and I didn't really like know too much people. The people I do know were notable people, you know what I'm saying, when I went to Flora. I knew Kwame, my homeboy Don, Chris, Brandon. I met Shorty Mac, new Mac, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl Kelly. I don't think I can even talk name about
Kelly,
nobody else.
Light skin Kelly, yeah. Yo, that Kelly, yeah. Shout out to her.
I already knew. We had classes and shit, but she was cool. Yeah. But she was hip, though. She was somebody that was hip.
That was already like, on it.
Look at her now. You can tell she, you know what I'm saying?
And the
she
same
hip.
Thing
yeah.
for me, because when I got to school, Kelly was definitely somebody that I kind of gravitated to, because she was already
out. Then I knew the basketball team niggas, but it wasn't no good. Like, all them niggas was hating on me, you know what I'm saying? So
coming from up top.
Yeah, but Keem, niggas like Keem, Keem was a cool nigga. Big Head Keem.
Yeah, I know King Light Skin dude. He was cool. A couple years younger than me,
Roach,
so he
Roach
was my
cool
son.
Now, Roach DJ, but he was hating on me back then. But he's cool now, though. Keep it real with you, you know what I'm saying? But Keem, he always show love now, you know what I'm saying? He was cool. The rest of them niggas was haters, though. Like,
yeah.
No cap.
It was definitely a lot of... like animosity, because it was just like when you come from
I came right on the ball team and I took niggas' spot. And this is what happened.
You taking niggas' spots, you taking niggas' bitches.
Bro, this has been
you taking
me.
Everything.
this has been for me since my nigga, like to this day, without basketball shit.
Every time I walk in the room,
I'm gonna be who I am. Yeah. And I'm not doing it purposely, maliciously, or no grimy shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my aura. Like, nigga, I'm gonna go do it.
Yo, that's one of the things that a lot of times as men, we kind of forget that just because you in the room, don't think another eagle ain't walked in here.
It's a fact.
Like one thing that a woman taught me this, but eagles are one of the only animals, only birds that fly by themselves.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see an eagle soaring higher than everybody else. It's just going to be them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so as a man, when you walk into a room, sometimes you see another eagle. You see another wolf. You know what I mean? But that don't mean that it diminishes who you are. That don't change nothing for you. And a lot of times, the men that claim to be wolves really be sheep.
That's a fact.
Because when another wolf walk in the room, they can't still be the wolf.
That's some bitch ass shit. That's at school. That's at work.
Yeah.
That's in the club. That's in the mall. Wherever you at, bro. It's like these are lessons that you want to deal with. You might not even notice it, but that shit applies to every environment. Today, and it's crazy that we talking about it. I was on Fendi. IG, and back to what we're talking about.
For Fabulous, the dude that do Fabulous. Yeah.
He's like, take advantage now, knowing it's someone else about to come through the same door and take your shine. Know what I'm saying? And that's some real shit, bro, because it's going to be somebody that might be better or take your shine, but you don't feel a way about it. You don't be upset.
Nah.
Like, you do what you do still, and you probably and help that nigga.
Help him shine even more.
Instead of trying to bring... throw shade on his sunlight. Why not just, you know what I'm saying, help him shine more?
Yeah.
You helping him shine more Shit, iron sharpen iron, nigga. He might help you shine more.
And that's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boy. Y'all niggas both doing your own thing. You see what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Iron sharpen iron, bro.
One hand wash the other. Fact, all of those things.
Niggas
like,
don't apply by that rule, bro. Like,
yeah.
I got so many fucking haters, bro. It's crazy, bro. And, and every hate I got, I had love for them.
You know at one point in time.
At one point, and I never looked at these niggas. And every, and bro, I never looked at nobody as a threat. Ever was going to stop what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I never copied what somebody else do or does because that's just not me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm my own originality. I'm my own original way. I'm going to do shit my own way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you could put me in. It don't matter. A nigga, you got on an outfit from fucking Bull Harbor, Miami. Put me in Walmart and let that nigga shop in Bull Harbor, Miami. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to pick out some shit. Yeah. That's gonna be with nice, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, gonna work.
It's still gonna look like me, and I'm gonna feel just like that nigga.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Niggas be saying it's not always on you, it's in you.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta, bro. like fucking Gucci man said. Yo, it's the salt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo, I just got that. You know what I'm saying? You can't teach it. You can't. Nah. And some niggas, when they see that, they don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know. And it's not always an up top versus down south. Because it's niggas down south. It's a lot. Like,
it's some real niggas out here. We not say that.
I want to say we not sitting here trying to downplay or trying to diminish. We just, right now, we up top. We where we at right now. But also, I want to make sure I say, yo, it's a lot of niggas down south that rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact.
And that you got to give it, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, when I moved down here, like, from a thugging standpoint, it was all weird.
Yeah.
Until I met the niggas from King Street.
Right.
You ever met some niggas from King Street?
Oh, what's King Street? Whatever.
King Street is, like, off of, like, it's, like, going towards downtown area.
Like, Benedict over there?
Kind of.
Like, Island a little bit?
Yeah.
I ain't never really been that way.
Yeah,
oh,
it's close
is
to
each area from
to
over
the
there?
Vista.
Is each area enough?
No, I don't think each area. Okay. You know, Eric Cephas, fucking lie. It's a couple, like,
I probably know niggas when
I see
them.
Yeah, you know niggas when you see them. But King Street was the first place I went to, and I was like, all right, look, well, this South Carolina got some. It's some hood.
It's some real niggas
that was on the block.
And what it is though? Back, just going off what you're saying. It is some real niggas out here.
Mm-hmm.
We just not around them like that, and cause where we at?
Yeah.
We around the niggas coming out the suburbs that's playing like they the real niggas.
Okay, and we gonna call this, and we gonna say this. Why, okay, we just gonna ask an open-ended question. Why, what is the summit? Why the fuck do niggas at the summit think
like
that?
Like, no disrespect to nobody.
No disrespect.
A nigga out there
that's thorough as fuck. But
for me, that's when, like Hollywood for me. Like,
yeah,
it's,
when you
it's
see
a nice place to live for me. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's not nothing. I'm not threatened by it. I don't fear it. I actually feel 1,000% safe when I'm, you know, riding through there. If I gotta go out there, if you tell me you live in the summit, I'm pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pulling up unworried. Without question.
I might forget to bring my strap. I don't know.
Without question.
You
know
what
I'm saying? And it was so weird to me when I started realizing, and even for me, because I've been, since we moved down south, it was different.
Yeah.
You know, coming from up top, you know, money is different up top. So making a certain amount of money up top versus making it down south, you might be in. You might be in the hood a little bit up top and then move down south and you're not really in the hood no more.
That's a fact.
So when I moved down here, it was like, oh shit, well, I'm not really in the hood no more. So I can't really carry myself like that no more because, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it just seemed like a lot of people choose to thug.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why niggas don't recognize where they at.
I just think these niggas bored, for one, because they is bored. I don't want to say all of the niggas, but most of these niggas, like, they see it, they mimic and they copy it. You can tell by they style. Like I said, no disrespect to nobody. But niggas wearing designer that's not Columbia SC shit. Shout out to Sip. I done had a conversation with Sip. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not who they is, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas didn't see certain shit until I came around or somebody came around from another place. Like, they seen shit.
Yeah.
They didn't, these niggas ain't start seeing shit until social media. Like, that's why we like, yo, they be like, we been on that. Like, we been all this Prada shit, Chris
and
Dior
niggas,
shit. We,
niggas
we
don't
been on
realize
that
they wearing this shit that was made for the niggas. Like, y'all run around here wearing the Gucci shirt that say
that's
Gucci big as hell.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even the one that you post. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a fact.
Like, yo, why you, like, you a walking billboard.
Like even with phone posits, like yo, when I first came down here, phone posits gonna sell out up top the day they drop. You got and it's not only gonna sell out. When you go on to get a pair of phone posits, you better be about 5'10 deep. Cause if you one nigga buying them by yourself up top, those mines, let me get that. When I first moved down here, it was niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mall was yo, they got them. I ain't have to wait no line, put a raffle in. But once they started, Wale came out, he was wearing phones, they started piggybacking. You know what I'm saying? So it made it harder. So niggas started catching on. Like, it was a lot of Dickies and a lot of... This their culture, and I respect it. I love it. That's what makes them
young. It was just different.
Dickies and Levi's, AXTs. Mind you, it's 20... Nigga, it's about 2011, 2012 now. These niggas still super but you big
know
clothing.
What, you know, a separate conversation. You know what changed fashion to me? And I could put the moment on it. I'd say it was Andre 3000's verse on that Walk It Out. When Andre 3000 said... To me, your white tee looks like a nightgown.
Right.
Make your mama proud. Take that thing three sizes down.
Right.
Then to me, you look like the man that you are or what you could be.
Yeah.
I think at that moment, it kind of shifted this. It shifted shit for the South. It was moments in hip hop. Just like when Jay-Z said, I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus. Give me a crisp pair of jeans and a button up.
Yeah.
Nigga, we was 15.
At that time, I was like 12 with a button up on.
I can't wear the jerseys no more.
That's a fact.
I can't wear them no more. I'm sorry. Jay-Z said no. They all went in the top.
But for like right here, like in Columbia wise, you'll see a big... If you look at the niggas' throwbacks from, like, 2013 and 2012 till now, there's a big difference
in fashion.
Fashion,
most
bro.
Definitely.
You know
most
what I'm saying? Like, but if you go to that year without with us,
mm-hmm.
we look the same. Pants got slimmer.
Yeah.
The shirts got shorter.
Yeah.
Not even so much about the name brand, the whole style of it.
The fit is exactly the same.
Like, grills got played out. Gold teeth, but it's coming back out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I can't lie. I never had a grill. I always wanted a grill.
I had a grill. You know what I'm saying? I had a grill since I was in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, they got played. Then it got played out. You know what I'm saying? But now it's coming back out. And it just come with a lot of niggas trying to look like somebody. Like, if a nigga favorite rapper, like a nigga like Pooh Shiesty. He see him doing that. You try to look like the niggas with the clout. Like, I like your clout.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Fab, I'll be real with you. Fab, that's my idol. Yeah. I would go to Fab IG like, yo, what that nigga threw on last week? Let me see how he did it.
But that's a little different, though. Because, like, if you one of those people that care about fashion, because I do the same thing. Yeah. Fab is a fashion icon.
That's why he's timeless. That's what kept him in the game.
But also...
I'm not going to try to look like Jadakiss, no disrespect. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
But nah, but see, also, for me, while you talking about, just branch off of the conversation, while you talking about looking at fashion, when I go to get dressed, I look at people who have a similar body style.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go look at
what Chris Brown wear, because he's a tall, lanky motherfucker.
I'm actually more Chris. I'm doing the oversized tees now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing more of it. And it's more, I'll be real with you, it's more comfortable, too. Like, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable when I'm dressing that way.
Are you doing the baggy pants? You know how Ye and them is bringing that shit back?
I got a lot of pit through the whole lockdown, whatever. I got a bunch of cargoes. I got a bunch of fire, bro. Okay. Every time I put them on and I'm on the way out the door, I'm like, nah, I can't do these.
What shoes are you wearing with them?
Yeezys. I wear Yeezys with them.
You gotta wear something big with them. The 700, they coming all the way up.
So, like, if you know I'm going to know what shoe to put on, I wouldn't put no low cuts on with it now.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, even some Jordan 1s I might could do them with. The only thing is, and that's not like me to feel like, damn, if I throw this on, niggas probably look at me like I'm some bum-ass nigga. But, really, they going to be like, if he's doing that, it got to be something about that. You know what I'm saying? I am going to start wearing my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
every time I put it on, I look in the mirror, I'm like, nah, let me switch out. Throw on some... You know what I'm saying?
Some fitted jeans.
But yeah, it's definitely been in play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring those back out. I'm going to bring a few pair out.
Rappers being... Okay, so let's say this. You have made rap music. Do you consider yourself a rapper?
Nah, I just don't.
You're not a rapper, though.
I don't feel like I am. I just feel like I'm just me, bro. Like, music is, that shit is in my blood, bro. That shit is my culture. Like, it's easy, it's fun. We have fun with it. I've been rapping since, nigga, I was, like, rapping with my man 16 in New York in the lunchroom, battling niggas, smoking niggas, everybody going crazy, you know what I'm saying? So that's just something I could really do. But I don't feel like, I don't even like the word rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more so like an artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this nigga, he's lit in the club. Like, I'm just a person. Like,
That's you know just, it's just part of the, it's just part of the persona.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's how I look at it. The whole situation. So, you know, it's just something that's a part of my lifestyle. So,
yeah, rapping is dope. But, okay, like, for me, the only thing with rappers is sometimes, like, especially local rappers.
Yeah.
Is the way that they go about support.
Yeah.
Or they feel like, oh, like, because I'm from here, you gotta support me. You know what I'm saying? And that, like, sometimes niggas don't be realizing that they shit just not what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how do you go about, like, are you trying to build a fan base? Or are you not even worried about building a fan base because you don't even care to be a rapper?
It's like 50-50. Like, I know, like, people like me for who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like my personality is bigger than me being a rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be doing acting. I just talked to Lance the other night on the phone. He just got in his first movie, Fatal, just dropped with
When you say Lance, you talking about Lance?
Yeah, Lance Stevenson.
Okay, because we talking about people, you know, people don't know.
Back to what you were saying.
Shout out to the movie Fatal. Make sure you check that out. Where's that?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's in the movie theaters.
Because of
COVID.
So you're not going to really...
Get to see it, but it would have been one of those movies that everybody would have saw.
Went to go see
it. Yeah, bro, because the actors that's in there, Michael Ealy, that's who's in there.
Oh, the one with Michael Ealy doing the crazy... Lance is in that shit.
He shot it when he was on the Lakers in L.A.
That's love.
Almost 2 years ago now, yeah.
Yeah.
So back to... far as, like, a fan base and shit, like, I do have a fan base, but I don't look at people as fans. I just look at people who really like what I'm doing, who fuck with me. I try not to put a label on something, like, oh, that nigga's a fan, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only why I'm gonna call you a fan if you was fucking with me, saying you was down for me, and then you did some funny shit, now I'm gonna call you a fan.
Yeah.
But reality, like, I got a fan base in Indiana. My stream showed me, like, I have a fan base. Like, how many fans listen? So, you know, there is a lot of support.
You want to shout out?
Yeah. Coming from New York still, South Carolina. I mean, girls love me, bro. Like, just who I am, bro, itself. Like, it just works for me, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, shit, niggas might catch me in a few new movies next.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about that now,
yeah,
too.
Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying bro? To push it in play. Yeah. So let me ask you this, though. So, when those opportunities come about, because some people... I like this the pod daddy, so we like. I like to dig a little deeper into questions. You feel me? Some people, when they given opportunities, they're not always able, or they don't always have the strength to capitalize on the opportunities given to them. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It seems as though like all right, like Lance, your cousin, you from New York. Like, it seems as though the things that have been placed in front of you, you capitalized on.
That's a fact.
So, like, what gave you that drive? What made you just be like, you know what, yo, if you put that in front of me, I'm capitalizing on that shit. Like, it ain't nothing that I can't do. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, that's a fact. I think that shit just come from me being where I'm from, like, who I am. Like, being able to, you give me an opportunity, I ain't gonna let it down or not do it. You see, I'm here today with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I could have been like, yo, bro, next week, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's bigger than that. It also is a person who's putting in front of me, too. You know what I'm saying? So
you don't like that, for your word to fail.
That's a fact. Yeah, I'm definitely, I stand on my word. I always stand on whatever I say. So I could just honestly, you know, say, like, niggas, you know, niggas done had me in rooms with Drake. Like this. No phones out. I done been Drake, P. Diddy. Like, mind you, bro, like, this is like 4 or 5 years ago, bro.
Okay.
I rubbed shoulders with niggas. Anybody you name, bro, I probably done been in a room with them. It wasn't, and not only with Lance opportunities, it goes back from Joe Smooth, Dusky, you know what I'm saying, the Piff Boys with the club shit. Like,
yeah, you gotta shout that out because y'all kind of created.
That's my foundation.
And y'all created something here
that everybody's doing and living off of now.
All right.
Not everybody.
Let's talk about this, though. Yeah. Let's talk about this, though, because there was people that was getting it popping here in South Carolina. But y'all did come here and do it.
Pontiac was always getting it popping, so shout out to them.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Be a cause. You know, that's easy.
That's my roots.
That's my South family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I go home, I got cousins in the South, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Easy, you know, Earl and Steady B. Like, those my down South cousins, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And they like that for everybody because, you know what I mean? I've never, they going to embrace whoever until that's you fuck it. That's you know what I'm saying? Until you fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? But you going to have to fuck that up because them niggas is one thou wow every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just, I think one thing about, the whole party scene that y'all kind of did differently than a lot of other people did was y'all really brought the ladies out.
Right.
Like, it was a point in time for y'all where it was like, yo, like, y'all might have more chicks in the party than men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the target.
That's
going to attract the men. And niggas not going to like you. It's, you know, niggas, these days, niggas don't fuck with niggas, really. But they'll like you from a distance. But when you got something that a nigga want, he's gonna try to get next to you. But in that aspect of a club nightlife, niggas want pussy, they want bitches. Not that you respect, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, females, whatever. They gonna come out because they know, yo, all these niggas got all the bitches out. I've been talking to this bitch all week. I ain't see her yet. I'm trying to get her to pull up. She just told me she gonna be out.
She gonna be there.
So we got,
so I'm going
ratio,
there.
If we got 600 niggas in a party and 450 is girls and the rest is niggas, bro. Can't lose. Now niggas be getting like, I'll fuck with that nigga. I gotta salute. Whatever.
You gotta buy bottles.
It come with, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just like, this shit gotta be in you, not on you. You know what I'm saying? I always say that.
We gotta keep.
It's more than you just saying like, yo, I'm going on Instagram, post a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, it's like, you gotta be in tune. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even when you end the party, you still got a job to do. Gotta salute. You gotta greet. Yo, you gotta hug chicks. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that man that you are, you know what I'm saying? Because when they come out and see it, you got to give them, you know what I'm saying, what they paid for to see. And they, you know, most people want to show. So we might pop like 20 bottles, you know, like during these times, you know what I'm saying? Shit be lit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas came, a lot of niggas went.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas kept the wave going, you know what I'm saying? You can keep the shit going.
Yeah.
Never stop.
You could do that, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's a fact, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You let the shit progress.
That's a
fact. While we was talking about rappers, so recently, hold up, we going to take this shot
on,
you know what I mean? Clink, clink.
Yeah.
All love. But, so while we were talking about rappers, it made me think about, you know, recently we had a string of, well, in 2000, really in the last year or so, since like Nip, a lot of rappers done been killed.
Yeah.
A lot of rappers done been fucking
crazy.
Locked up. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Smurda, weird ass Tekashi 6ix9ine
shit.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Like you had Jim Jones said that being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the world. You think so?
Yeah, it's targets. You more of a target. Like nobody's out here trying to shoot and kill actors. Nobody's out here, an actress. Nobody's out here going to kill a culinary chef. Like, niggas, you know, rappers are targets because you're already putting yourself out there. You showing us what you got.
Yeah.
And not only that.
Do you ever fear anything from the things that you say in your music?
Nah, because I really don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put myself out there mad gang flags. Like, I could go fly any city right now and I'm good because niggas fuck with me for me. Like, that nigga cool.
Be honest.
Deal with chicks. Yeah, he cool. But if you out here, once you throw up a set and you're a rapper, whether you gonna choose Blood or Crip, you already done created beef that you ain't even start yet because you done picked the side.
Yeah.
So you are, at this point, you op. So if I'm Crip, you Blood, and the promoter book you in my city.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm not on. I might not even be a rapper. I could just be the local G'd up nigga. Like, this nigga coming out here right now.
Yeah, you really
check
gonna
in.
Come here?
We gonna check that nigga. That promoter can't stop you, nigga. And you better hope that promoter don't tell where you at? What hotel he got you booked in? You know what I'm saying? See, these are things niggas don't pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could really...
So promoters be out here giving the whole shit.
If I could go book somebody like Alexis Sky right now, nigga, I got to put her in her hotel room. I could send niggas through her shit like, yo, go rob that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I would never do that, but...
Yeah, but that's the way the shit
smart,
line
nigga,
up.
Yo, nah, just give me this all in. I'm booking my own stay. I'm booking my own Sprinter. Mm-hmm. I don't even want y'all niggas... If it ain't coming from somewhere like... Major, like Live Nation and all that, you know what I'm saying? But
you need to book your own.
If you're a rapper that's putting yourself out there like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like Dirk, a promoter's not gonna book his hotel room. You know what I'm saying? He's going to the Ritz-Carlton. We know that already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, you got niggas that once you create a side there, it's already beef. You already started beef. So you got a video with mad guns and drugs, throwing up guns and all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Bro, niggas gonna run down on you.
That's gonna happen. You created the space for it.
Back in the day, and it's worse because social media now. Yeah. Back then, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was no social media, but niggas was still getting ran down on, bro.
Yeah.
Because of, like, you know, the Chinese
store, the nigga that delivered the fucking, the Chinese food got ran down on back in the day.
That's a fact.
So,
that's
like, because yeah, you knew fact. He yeah, had yeah, money, yeah, you feel fact. Me? Yeah. Like, that was a legitimate thing. Niggas was knocking out Chinese store so delivery, man. You like, you gonna get knocked out, you got money.
Like, a lot of artists, like, you done made yourself where you gotta check in. With another artist.
So that's really a thing.
So like if I'm like, blood, man,
fuck out of here.
If
though.
I'm blood and I'm going to LA to the West, I might want to check in with YG so I know I'm good, so I can have his homies on deck.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you already done made yourself that way.
Damn, that's crazy though because it's like you should be able to move however you want to move.
Niggas who
but like you said, niggas don't want to kill actors though. Yeah, ain't nobody exactly. trying to kill Jamie Foxx.
Look, nobody not trying to kill Jermaine either. He's an R&B nigga. Now look, a nigga might try to rob him. Nigga hungry. Jermaine, hey, he pussy. Nigga about bitches. We gonna get that nigga checked.
Yeah.
Cool. And you're not gonna get no points for that because he don't put himself out there like that. But like you know, niggas like Jermaine and niggas like Ty Dolla $ign. You're not gonna see these type of niggas in these situations, bro.
And you're not even gonna see
nigga that called him lacking that he was hungry like Pharrell. You're not gonna.
You ain't never heard of Pharrell getting robbed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But you going to hear niggas like who putting themselves out there like that.
All right. So what you think about like niggas like Casanova and that's niggas like G Herbo? These niggas that's getting locked up. Okay, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Like G Herbo.
Yeah.
Casanova, I think is different. Let's talk about G Herbo first, because. G Herbo got locked up for scamming.
Yeah.
I think he dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you fucking with Fabulous Daughter.
Yeah.
You a rapper. Why do you still got a scam?
See, I can't really, like, I really want to know how to answer that. Only thing I probably, my opinion would just be like, maybe his homies, maybe they're innocent. I would say they're innocent before guilty anyway.
Okay.
But maybe, you know, they thinking because his homies probably doing it.
He's involved.
He's involved. And then maybe, you know, it's kind of like, now I'm looking at the other side. I ain't even saying him, you know? Shit, if you on, you know, he's not the richest rapper.
Yeah.
He got enough money to not do what they say he did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shit, you my man, yo, if you could get me those for cheaper, then get me those for cheaper, and I'm going to pay you.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, bro? So it could have went down like... I don't know, maybe a friend of a friend booked a hotel for them. A friend of a friend booked the jets for them. A friend of a friend saying maybe one of G Herbo manager mans, you know what I'm saying? Because say, yo, I could get it for you.
Uh-huh.
And yo, y'all just, instead of y'all niggas paying me $20,000, uh-huh. Yo, y'all niggas just hit me off with like $6,000, bro. You know what I'm saying? So who gonna turn that down? It's like receiving stolen goods. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I need a laptop. Shit, do I really want to play... Full price? Nah, I don't. PS5 right now. Do I really want to pay full price? Nah, I don't. If I got a nigga out there that's going to sell it to me for cheaper, I'm going to go get that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what happened. I don't believe he's out there in the field moving. I don't believe that, bro. I'm not buying it.
Because, like, the way that they was talking about it was like, okay, it was jets and hotels and dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I feel,
But they did it because of who he was. Now, if he was a nigga from the projects, then I ain't worried about that nigga. Like, it's bigger because of who you are. So we are a target. Rappers are a target. Social media make us more of a target.
Influencers. Yeah, like you said, we don't got to label them rappers.
Yeah.
If you a young black influencer, you may have some issues with the jury.
They don't like that. They see you counting this money because in their mind, in their eyes, we are broke. That's why they treat us like shit.
So it's like,
with them, it's like, how did this nigga get that? Let's take a look into how this nigga got that. How did this nigga do that?
Because
if you look at the other side of the media, nigga, we broke. We slaves to these niggas still. They want to keep us in that box. Mm-hmm. And the only way now to keep us in that box is put us in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bro, real shit.
Okay, so, all right. So now let's talk about Casanova.
Yeah, you know, that's...
They hitting Casanova with some fucking, like... His shit ain't scamming and ain't none of that. His shit is more like, nigga, you the leader of a gang.
Yeah, see, you know, that's my homie. Like, that's bro. Like that's
you,
my nigga.
Like, that's
your
man.
That's, nigga, that's my, before all the rap shit, like, not before the single came out, Don't Run, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I'm in New York, Cal, you look up my old shit, IG, you too, whatever, that's my nigga. I'm calling Cat, yo, Dollar, you good? Where you at, Dollar? Dollar, I'm in Atlanta, pull up.
Yeah.
You go to radio station, hype man, cool, Louis V, shout out to 100.1 The Beat. And we came to the radio station, yo, I'm in your city now, nigga, Lawyer South Cadillac, yo, Dollar, give me that. Way before that, he genuine, Cass is a cool nigga. He's not a harm to society, you know what I'm saying? He'll defend himself if, he, you know what I'm saying, if something go down. I mean, I hope, I wish the best for him in situation. I don't, you know, won't speak on that too much, but,
you know,
with him, I just feel like because of who he is, his name, he's a target. You know what I'm saying? I know his close friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, and they good. They don't even have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
And the guys he got locked up with, I don't know none of them niggas. I never seen none of them. I don't know none of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know Two Times Movement. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The ape shit, that's blood shit, I don't really know too much about. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody probably met a nigga probably introduced him to another nigga, and he probably turned ape, and he probably already had shit going on, and they linked up. And when they seen Cass introduce himself to a nigga, they, yo, we gonna use him as more bait, because it makes the case more public. It gives the case more publicity. It makes it bigger, you know what I'm saying, on who it is.
They just know the nigga shit
signed, bro, they wanted to lock Jay-Z up years ago. They know Jay-Z signed that nigga. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more to it. Like, yeah, we know, they know that's Jay-Z artist. They know he coming with some money. Mm-hmm. They know he gonna have the top lawyers in that court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my bro, you know what I'm saying? Free that nigga ASAP.
Damn, man. Dude, I don't know, man. It just seemed like a lot of niggas want that. They want to have that title, and they want to have all of that shit.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of shit that go with that once you become that guy.
It's a fact. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And that's the part that hurts the most, that like you don't really look at the most, because even myself, bro, like, I know I ain't the richest nigga, I ain't the most popular nigga, the most famous nigga, but, bro, sometimes I be like, damn, I kind of miss my old life. Like,
just a regular
fuck all thing. These followers, fuck all the, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that's reaching out. Sometimes I just miss, like, my old life, bro, like, my day ones and just... when none of that shit mattered, like, to be a regular nigga, just come home and just
do,
you know,
whatever.
Maybe I probably only have, like, $2,000 in my bank account, you know what I'm saying? Just have a girl that's for me from the hood, and, you know what I'm saying, bro? Just be normal, because, bro, like, this shit is, like, niggas see what they see, but they don't understand how much pressure we deal with, certain niggas deal with. Or some real shit, bro. They don't understand, like, when you going up, like, yeah, niggas could fall off, niggas fall down, but... they don't understand, like, the fact, like, you know, it's really work, like, hard work to keep going. All you're going to see is smiles and glittery diamonds and jewelry and flashy shit. Yeah. Bro, it's not, this shit don't happen overnight, bro.
One of my favorite quotes is, we wear the mask that grins and
lies.
That's
a fact, bro.
And, you know what I'm saying, like, that we wear the mask that grins and lies, that means, hey, yo, every smile ain't a real smile. Yeah, you feel me? So just cause you see a nigga and he up, and you see a nigga smiling, you see him with his chains on, you see
still,
all
bro.
Of that,
all
you
that shit
see
is a
that
mask.
Shit.
It's addiction too, because then it comes to the point. It's like, yo, you gotta keep making the money that you're making. You gotta keep wearing. Like, you get stuck in it.
Yeah.
And the moment you pull back, it's worse than what you're dealing with.
Most definitely.
Like a drug, bro.
Most definitely.
It's like when you pull back, then you got niggas saying, that nigga must be fucked up. Or that nigga ain't. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, like, if I don't keep going, niggas gonna bash me. But if I do keep going, go, you know, I don't know what niggas, certain niggas doing. I'm risking my freedom, or niggas might come get me for this. Niggas might try to rob me for this. So it's kind of like, yo, you stuck. Like, you know, in our culture, like, when you doing good, it's just as bad as doing bad. See, you hear that? When you doing good, it's just as bad as doing bad in our culture, bro.
Mm-hmm.
On some real shit.
And that's why niggas say rappers is fucking
and that's
targets.
That's the reason why, bro. That's the reason why.
That's fucked up, man. Because damn, yo. We could talk for forever.
Yeah, no matter
you,
what, bro,
we could
like,
talk
nigga,
for forever.
It's going to be something, bro. It's going to be hate somewhere.
It's always
going to
be some
gonna
hate.
Be issue. It's going to be something, bro. Like, no matter if you're doing good or you're doing bad, like, it's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
Yeah.
Damn, yo, this shit was motherfucking love, yo. We ran right through this motherfucking pod. I don't even... we ran right through it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great
shit,
time,
yeah.
Yo. Regular, degular talking, bro. I like to end my shit with different segments. I said last podcast, this is my most popular segment. I only do it for people that I fuck with.
Yeah.
But random questions, man.
Yeah, you got it.
And you told me earlier I can ask you anything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you anything.
Yeah.
You said that Lance Stephenson is your man.
Yeah,
right?
That's a fact.
So because Lance Stephenson is your man, that's your brother, mm-hmm. you done been in some crazy shit, right? Mm-hmm. What's the most money you ever paid for pussy?
Me?
Yep.
I never paid.
You've never paid for pussy?
I'm lying.
Come on. Come on. This is the pod daddy. Let's talk, nigga. Come on now.
Like $25. Facts.
The most money you ever paid was $25?
Mine.
Come on, dog.
No,
because
that was on God. That was on God.
Yes. Let's talk. You're dealing with the women that's right, really getting it. Right, come on. Keep it a bean.
No, I'm keeping it a bean with you, bro. It was $100.
100?
Back page, facts.
100 for, off
and
the
I was
back
tight.
Page.
That's a fact. It was 100.
100 off back.
That's
so
a fact.
Not
the
even
most. That was the most.
Not even dealing with it. Like, you
nah,
never.
This ain't got nothing to do with him. That was me, Dolly.
Dolly.
In Atlanta. My son Brandon was with me.
Okay.
$100. $100. Bitch was whack, too. I was tight. That $100 had
hey,
me
yo,
tight,
you,
nigga.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Fuck.
Okay, okay. All right, so you said that you've been in rooms, you done rubbed a lot of shoulders.
That's a fact.
Who is the one person that you met, and when you met him, it was like, oh, shit, I'm meeting this nigga.
I gotta say P. Diddy.
P. Diddy?
Yeah, it had to be P. Diddy.
Was P. Diddy rude?
Nah, the nigga was like us. Like, nigga want to drink. He want to dance and party.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't trying to hear all that. Yo, you start kicking. It's like us now, bro. No funny yeah. shit. Like, what I deal with. Niggas start coming up to me, yo, bro, I got some music, yo, hear this, get on this track. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
But people like, yo, bro, son, we about to go turn up right now, nigga, I got three bottles. Yeah, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I want to have fun. So, you know, with him, he just want to have fun. Like, these niggas just want to have fun, bro.
That's it.
They don't get
yeah.
to have fun because, yeah. look at, niggas don't look at the shit that they really deal with, bro. These niggas deal with shit, bro. They deal with a lot of shit. They yeah. deal with a lot of shit, bro. And it was cool, bro. Like, I couldn't believe really, you know, knew that I met this nigga Diddy. Not once, bro, but more than once, more than twice.
Man, you've been
bro?
In rooms with
facts,
that nigga
bro.
Multiple times.
That's a fact. And you know what's crazy? The first time I met P. Diddy, bro, I was 9 years old. He came to my junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga came to my junior high school, bro, and he did a speech and shit and all that. So it was like he was on his voting campaign and shit, and I met that nigga. And he been the same nigga he been to this day,
to
bro.
Day.
Yeah, bro. He's an icon.
All right, word. Another random question. I want to stay on the like on the shit.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What's the most money you ever spent on a meal?
On food?
Yeah.
Like me by myself or like me with the homies?
Everybody.
Oh, like the most was like that I spent was probably like $2,300. Yeah, $2,300. Yeah.
Where you was at?
PF Chang's.
You were the PF Chang's respect.
We was deep, bro. When I tell you we was deep, bro, we was deep.
I thought you was going to say, like, you ever been to, like, what's the shit in Miami that niggas go to that's,
Child?
Yeah, like, I thought you was going to say,
nah,
like,
we been there. I mean, I've been there, you know, with joints and all that, chilling and all that. But nah, it was PF Chang's.
So what's the most you ever spent on a date? Just on some on a one-on-one?
Oh, one-on-one date?
So, okay.
Canoeing? Adding in canoeing and all that. The most I've ever
you
spent
said adding
date,
in canoeing
yeah,
and all
that.
Yeah, add all of that in. Throw that
and
in
hotels
there.
Hotels and all shit.
And the telly.
Flight, too? Yeah, you gotta put all that in there. Because
that's the date.
That's part of the whole setup.
Okay,
all
right, so now.
Rental and all that, then we gonna say about at least like 4,000, bro. Just for like 2 days.
So hold on, wait. So yeah. Why when I ask you what's the most you ever paid for pussy, you ain't tell me 4,000?
That's a setup. See, look, it was a difference. It's a date. Like, boom, when you just paying for the pussy, you just like, yo, I'm paying for the pussy. I don't even know you, nothing. I'm paying to fuck you right now.
Yeah.
$100 was the most I paid to fuck somebody right then and there.
Right then and there at that moment.
But if you talking about, you know, we politicking, I like you, we kicking it, and then, you know, I'm going to spend it. Like,
the grand total.
But I'm not doing no Birkin bag like that. I think they already know that about me. I'm not buying, unless you're my lady or something, but I'm not about to randomly get you no Chanel, no Birkin. That's just not who I am. Like, that's not what I do. Like, I just said in one of my songs, like, damn, so I got so much new shit I'm about to drop too. It's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would I pay for some pussy that, you know, that I'm fucking for free type shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So half of these bitches, bro, they fuck me because I'm funny. Some niggas gotta, some niggas gotta pay for the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Some niggas really getting pussy because I'm, hey, yo, I'm just me.
I think I said some shit like, they running out of lives, they running out of money. You bought a Chanel bag, I fucked it because I'm funny. Dummy. That's what I said on one of my new shits. I got a video shoot tomorrow for that. Mm-hmm. I did the Busta Rhymes beat. Busta heard it too. He said that shit lit. Special, my man Special, shout out to Special ENT. Uh-huh. Special sent to the Busta, like, yo, that shit lit. I did his beat, his old school beat. Put your hands on my eyes, can see the classic freestyle joint. I just freestyled over that shit, so yeah.
Okay.
But, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you count the date, then that's what we gonna say.
Four G's.
If you're including the flights, hotel, you rental, food every day, canoeing, we did. The canoeing was
that,
like,
hey yo, you left me at canoeing.
Yeah,
nigga.
Bro. I mean,
that
you
nigga
got,
said you gotta
you
throw
know,
the
you
canoe
small
in
cities
there.
And shit, you could do shit like that. You in a small town, small city, nobody know y'all, nothing like that.
Yeah.
You could just go canoeing, like just go canoeing, like ain't nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? You in the town, like, I ain't trying to be in the club every night. I'm always in the club, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like,
now we got to do something different.
Yeah, I want to do something different. I mean, we always could go eat, but nah, let's go canoeing, like rock climbing or something. Let's go ride ATVs.
Yeah.
But that shit costs, man.
Damn, bro. All right, so we started positive. We're going to end positive. The last random question I got for you. You're a recent father.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, dad, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
How's it going, bro?
This is a feeling. I never felt this feeling before. It's like, the moment I see her, it's like.
And I could see, and I don't know if the listeners can hear it.
Yeah.
But when I ask you this question, I can hear in your voice.
Oh yeah.
And because I'm looking at you, I
can
see
that.
I can see
your
demeanor just changed when I asked you about that.
It's
that's genuine, right?
I gotta see her every day, as long as I'm on this earth. I want to see her every day. That's why I would never let a nigga trick me out of my spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially a nigga who don't even care about his the way I care for mine. You know what I'm saying, bro? So like with her, like it's no more like just Sean Dollar. It's like it's her too. Like it's her first now. Like,
yeah,
no
that's the beginning,
you know what I'm
and that's
about
the end.
Me. So it's like, bro, it's a feeling that I just can't describe. Like it's a numb feeling. I mean, I cried 4 days straight after she came here. You know what I'm saying? Like, randomly, I would just randomly start tearing up. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm looking like, what the fuck?
But
I'm
just thinking about you looking
like,
at your daughter, thinking
outside
about
outside of my
shit.
Body. Like, nigga, I created that. I'm a creator. Like, we create every day. You created the podcast. We create, but you know. You created that. You know what I'm saying? You created that.
Yeah, it's crazy because my father in the room right now.
Yeah.
And one thing he always used to say to me is, he ain't got to do another thing in the world.
Right.
I'm his contribution to society.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? like nigga,
is,
whatever I did, it's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure that you write in exact, so that way you are my contribution to society.
Hey, that's a fact, yeah. So I feel like I'm just like every day I think about like, damn, when she start getting older, I got to see it. I got to make sure she's straight.
Sure
and it's
married,
a girl, so it's like, you know, I need to be here. I can't let no hating nigga, no funny style nigga ever take me away from that. You know what I'm saying, bro? I just got to be here for her, so. It's a blessing, man. God is all timing, and God knew what he was doing. I mean, I love her like I love myself, because I love myself a lot.
Both death, man. Yo, this shit was fucking, this was a good time. Yo, good topics covered, yo. I appreciate you showing up, showing out, bro.
Yeah.
Giving me some good info. You know what I mean? Yo, we got into it, yo. The Pod Daddy's a safe space, and you definitely came through and kept it real.
Back.
Yeah, come through.
We'll
yo, you, now you see how I do it. So, you come
back
through and we could dig a little
anytime
deeper.
Anytime you want to know some
you
shit
know
or
saying?
Ask you some shit, I'm a drop. I mean, y'all going to get it first right here. Excuse
matter
of fact.
Okay, yeah.
Pull
word
up.
Word
I'm
going to
tell them what happened and how it happened.
Okay.
That's how we're going
to
do that.
Listen, yo, I got my official link to what's going on, yo. When shit going on in the world, this... You could come holler at me.
Yeah.
Me and Dollar gonna break.
He ain't on no academic shit neither. He ain't on none of that academic shit.
Yeah, nah. I'm a real nigga. I'll beat any of you niggas the fuck up. Know that. This is the Pod Daddy. We gonna end it just like that. Love y'all. One.